If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. It's a real joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're rejoicing here at Worth Baptist Church over the wonderful day that we had last Sunday. The beginning of the final quarter of 1975 was the greatest beginning of any October in our history. 643 people answered the roll call to study God's Word together in our Sunday school last Lord's Day. Both of the worship services were well attended. In fact, there were capacity crowds. And we praise God for the souls who were saved, for the people who were added to the church, and for the tremendous spirit of revival that is prevailing during our fabulous fall of 75. These days that are just ahead of us promise to be the greatest days in our history. We're looking forward to the beginning of the construction of our new building in the very near future. In fact, in just a few days, we'll be able to announce a beginning date of the construction of our new church building. We covet your prayers as we enter upon this tremendous undertaking to build the church that we believe God will use to lead the way to evangelize the city of Fort Worth. We are of the opinion that there are many hundreds and thousands of people in our city and across the Metroplex who need the Savior and who need the church. And we believe that the answer to it all is to do what Jesus said, go out and evangelize. The objective of Worth Baptist Church is to build a strong New Testament church of Spirit-filled believers whose outreach is to evangelize the city and the regions beyond. And my friend, if you're looking for a church that has as its objective the winning of lost people to Christ, the teaching and the preaching of God's Word, we invite you to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. And we rejoice in how God blesses the teaching of His Word. All the way through our Sunday school, in every unit, in every department, and in every class, the Bible is taught. And there's a class for every member of your family. So bring the whole family to study God's Word together in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. We invite you to any and all of these services at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Remember, our new location, the beautiful 14-acre site, joins the property of the Fort Worth State School that is now under construction on Campus Drive, just 1/2 mile north of Loop 820, and to the interchange of Interstate 20 and Interstate 35 are only a short distance from us. So when we're at our new location, we'll be accessible not only to the city of Fort Worth, but to the entire Metroplex. And we're looking forward to reaching many people with the gospel as we move in that direction. In the meantime, at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you and your family to visit with us today. One of the most important days in our history is just ahead of us. On Sunday, November 2nd, which is Roundup Day, we are reaching for 1,000 for Christ in our Sunday school. We are just a few hundred away from that now. With almost 650 last week, we are reaching toward the 1,000 mark, 1,000 people for Christ in Sunday school on Roundup Day, Sunday, November 2nd. Now, let me ask you now to plan to visit with us on that day. Some of you folks listening to this broadcast, you've been thinking about visiting Worth Baptist Church for a long time. In fact, it's been in your plans all of this year, maybe even longer than that. Well, this will be a good time to do it. That Sunday, November 2nd, Roundup Day, when we are reaching for 1,000 for Christ on that special day. Make your plans now to attend Sunday school with us on Sunday, November 2nd. In the meantime, all of the services have a warm welcome awaiting you here at Worth Baptist Church. The month of October is an outstanding month with us, especially on our radio broadcast, because October is anniversary month. Last Sunday, we celebrated our 6th anniversary of broadcasting the gospel over this station. We're asking you to write to us this week and during the days of October and simply say, "Happy Anniversary." To all who write during the month of October, we're going to send free and postage paid the messages of Worth Baptist Hour for this month. In other words, you will receive the cassette tapes that contain the four messages that are being preached on Worth Baptist Hour during the month of October. Remember, it's anniversary month, October 1975, our 6th anniversary of broadcasting the gospel. So we invite you to write us, and all you need to do is to say, "Happy Anniversary," and we will send you free and postage paid all of the messages preached on Worth Baptist Hour during the month of October. The address again is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth. And remember, all you need to do is to write and say, "Happy Anniversary, Worth Baptist Hour." That mailing address again is Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas 76119. It would be interesting to know how far this broadcast reaches. Maybe you live a long distance from Fort Worth. We'd like to hear from you and know just how far away that this ministry is reaching. Write us today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, "The Simplicity of Salvation." I shall read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 11. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly grateful for this October Sunday. We thank Thee for the privilege of life and living. We thank Thee for the privilege of serving Thee and of voicing the gospel across this great metroplex by means of this radio station. And Heavenly Father, we ask today that as the broadcast fills the air, many, many hearts would be blessed. We pray for those who are despondent and discouraged, some who have lost hope, some who have given up, and some, dear Lord, who are ready to end it all today. I pray that the Holy Spirit would direct this message to their hearts, encourage them, lift them up, bring them to Christ. And dear God, I pray especially for those who are sick and shut in and who are unable physically to be out today to worship Thee in public assembly. For our senior citizens, I pray, dear Lord, especially for them. Touch their bodies and their minds and strengthen them and help them and support them in this hour. And bless all who listen, whether they are listening for the first time, whether they are listening for the 100th time, whether or not they're close in or far away, wherever they are, in the motel room, in the place of business, traveling across the highways in their cars or in the trucks, even walking along the highway with a little transistor radio, there in the home or in the hospital. I pray today that the Holy Spirit would bless every listener to this broadcast. These things we ask in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, I read beginning at verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Listen again, my friend, to the words in verse 11 and 12. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. The simplicity of salvation. The most simple story in all the earth is the story of the gospel, of how Jesus Christ left the portals of glory, how he took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh, how that he was born of a virgin and lived and died on the cross and rose again from among the dead, that we might be saved. The Bible says the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now it's the business of the devil to complicate what God has made simple. Listen again to these words. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him. Now, how simple, my friend, that is. As many, and that means you, yes, with all of your sins, with all of your burdens, with all of your problems, with all of your difficulties, with all of your heartaches, with all of the crises of your life, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. My friend, the simple story of the gospel is the story the world needs today. And you need that story, because you need Jesus Christ. You need Jesus Christ more than you need anything else in all the world. And you may receive him in this very hour. Perhaps you're asking the question, what does it mean to receive Jesus Christ? Let me try to answer that in just a few short statements. Statement number one, to receive Jesus Christ means that you have passed from death unto life, and that you have become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now remember, you are passing from death unto life when you trust Jesus Christ and receive him into your heart. Now I have scriptural proof for that statement, and it's found in John chapter 5 at verse 24. Jesus said, and I quote, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." That's the simple, plain, unadulterated story of the truth of the gospel of redeeming grace. Receiving Christ means passing from death, eternal death, unto life, eternal life. And also we said it means to become a new creature in Jesus Christ. Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." Now that's what it means, my friend, passing out of the realm of death and into the realm of life. It means becoming a new creation, a new creature in Christ. That means you become a new man. That means you have a new sense of direction in life. That means you have a new motivation in life. That means you have a new attitude, a new approach to the business of life and death and time and eternity. When you receive Christ, that moment, you pass out of death and into life, and you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. The second statement I want to make concerning your receiving Jesus Christ into your heart is this. To receive Jesus Christ means your sins are forgiven, and they are covered by the blood. There's no one who has power to forgive sin but God through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. They brought a man to Jesus one day. The house where he was teaching was crowded, and they could not get in the front door, and they couldn't get in the side door, and they couldn't get in the back door, and they couldn't get in the windows, so they climbed atop the roof. They lifted the tile of the roof and let the man down in the very presence of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that Jesus said to that man, Thy sins are forgiven thee. And my friend, today it doesn't matter what your sins are. It doesn't matter how dark, how dismal your past. It doesn't matter how hopeless your future may appear to be. It doesn't matter about your present status in life. The Bible says that God is able and willing to forgive all sin. In 1 John 1:9 we read, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. One day in the house of a Pharisee, a woman came in off the street who was a sinner. Jesus turned to her when He saw the faith that was in her heart. When He saw the penitent spirit that was in her soul, Jesus said to that woman, woman, thy sins be forgiven thee. And just as God, through Jesus Christ, forgave that poor sinful woman from off the street, He will forgive you in this hour. All you need to do is call upon Him, and He will forgive you right now. The psalmist said in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who healeth all thy diseases, who forgiveth all thy transgressions. My friend, God is able now to forgive you, and He will cover all of your sins by the blood. Paul says, we who once were afar off have been made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. Paul tells us further that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. The only way for you to be saved is to have your sins washed away in the blood of Jesus Christ. John said in the Revelation, unto Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, to Him be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Remember, your sins can be forgiven, and they can be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, so that when God looks at you, He sees you through the blood of the Savior. A third thing that receiving Christ means, and that is this, to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior means that you have been set free and pardoned for eternity. I read in John 8:36, where Jesus said, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I read in Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, for He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Yes, God will set you free. You're enslaved now with the shackles of sin. You're bound with the cords of lust and greed and selfishness. But God can cut the rope. God can loose you. God can set you free by the redeeming power that's found in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, when God does that, He pardons you forever. It's not a pardon for 30 days or for a year, but it's an eternal pardon. He will abundantly pardon you from all your sins, if you'll put your faith in Jesus Christ. Then there's a fourth thing that receiving Christ really means. To receive Jesus Christ as your Savior means that you have peace with God and you have the peace of God. I read in Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Oh, what a wonderful thought. My, that makes me happy to know that we have peace with God. All of the enmity is gone. All of the bitterness is gone. The wedge of sin that drives us apart is gone. And we have peace with God drawn up in an eternal contract through the blood of Jesus Christ. And then I read in Philippians chapter 2 where Paul says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Listen now. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now get that. First, the peace that we have with God, justified by faith, we have peace with God. And then the peace of God, the peace of God that only Jesus Christ can give, that passes all understanding, all comprehension. Nobody can understand it. But the marvel of grace is, you do not have to understand. The Bible says, only believe. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will fill your heart and your soul. Let the devil bang on the door. Let the devil try to tell you you're not saved. Let him bring up your past. Let him dangle your sins in front of you. Just point him to Calvary. Tell him Jesus paid it all. And my friend, this very moment, that wonderful peace, peace that the world cannot give, peace that you could not buy if you had all the money in the earth, but the peace of God that passes all understanding will be yours. Let come what may, live or die, sink or swim, survive or perish, the peace of God is in your heart. You may be asking right now, but preacher, what must I do to be saved? The answer is simple. Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And that means you. And that means now. And that means all you have to do is believe that Jesus Christ died for you, confess Him, and trust Him as your Savior, and you're saved. This footnote, and I shall be through with my message today. To receive Jesus Christ means that your destiny is forever settled and heaven is your home. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. This wonderful, simple salvation can be yours right now if you'll simply pray the sinner's prayer, God be merciful to me, a sinner. As we leave the broadcast today, I want to remind you once again that October is anniversary month for Worth Baptist Hour. We celebrate our 6th anniversary of gospel broadcasting. We offer you this month, if you write us, free and postage paid, all of the messages that will be preached during October on Worth Baptist Hour. All you need to do is sit down and write Happy Anniversary and address your card or letter to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Remember, all you need to do is say Happy Anniversary to receive the cassette tapes of the messages preached on Worth Baptist Hour during anniversary month, October 1975. So until next Lord's Day, at this same time, by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.